It's a big ticket item. Over 5 years, several big departments spent $750 million to sponsor students and recent post-grads in science and engineering. They get to work in federal agencies like Defense, Energy, and Health and Human Services. Programs called the Oak Ridge Institute for Science and Education. The Government Accountability Office took a look at the program and found some things that need tightening up. John Newman is Director of Natural Resources and Environment Issues at GAO. He told Tom Temin about the Oak Ridge Institute and what GAO found there.
These are students, postgraduates, and faculty members that are provided hands-on research experiences in the federal government, throughout the federal government. And it's part of a broader effort to increase the STEM workforce, the science, technology, engineering, and math workforce within the federal government. And as you noted, over the last 5 years that we looked at, agencies spent close to $750 million on these research participants. So it's a significant program.
And how many people are involved? Do we know the number of participants
over? The participants the last year we looked at, 2014, was about 5,900 participants, and this grew from 2010, a little over 4,000 participants. So the program is growing.
And the people come in under a competitive type of process?
So the way it works is that there's a Department of Energy contractor that administers the program and does the recruiting for the different students, faculty members, and postgraduates. And then the agencies that are sponsoring the participants will end up deciding which ones to choose, and then they manage their day-to-day activities.
I guess this is concentrated in a few big departments, correct?
Sure. Well, right now there's about a dozen different agencies that have research participants through the program, but we looked at the Department of Energy, Department of Defense, and Health and Human Services because they were the largest users of the program, with about 87% of the spending on it and about 88% of the participants.
All right, so these people come in, and the question then becomes, how effective is the program? What are the metrics for whether the money is spent well?
So this is an area that was a little hard to tell how effective the program was, because the agencies are the ones that are responsible for assessing the effectiveness of their use of the program, as multiple agencies are involved, and each one has a broader goal of helping to improve STEM education and workforce. So this is part of those broader efforts. And what we found is that, for the most part, these sponsoring agencies were focusing on short-term program effectiveness measures, such as interviewing the participants to find out if they had a good experience, interviewing the mentors to see if the program was successful for them. But they did not do long-term assessments of the effectiveness of the program to see how well this was contributing to increasing the overall STEM workforce in the federal government.
Because it could be someone would come in and all they would do is feed lab rats or something just to get some program over the hump because everybody's busy, but that doesn't really fundamentally turn people into better scientists.
Well, from what we learned, I think for the most part, the agency sponsors were very happy with the program and with the activities that the research participants were involved in, but what they didn't do is track them long-term to see whether or not they ended up in the federal workforce. And this is something the Department of Energy noted is a challenge for them. And as we note in the report, they're starting to work with the other agencies to figure out how can they better assess the long-term effectiveness of this program.
Does the contractor have any view into this, or is their job done once they send the people on to the agencies that pick the participants?
Yeah, the contractor really is performing under a contract with the Department of Energy, and as such, the Department of Energy will assess the contractor's performance overall in accordance with the terms of the contract, but then they're not responsible for assessing the program's effectiveness. That's really left to the individual agencies that use the research participants.
And is the metric of effectiveness whether people become federal employees as scientists and engineers, or is it maybe that they enter the greater workforce doing that type of work that they hopefully trained for?
Well, there's definitely some broader STEM goals that the federal government has laid out for agencies, and that includes increasing diversity in the STEM workforce, as well as ensuring that the federal government is able to increase its STEM workforce.
And so we don't really know whether any of those things have happened, basically, is what you're saying, from the assessments that are available.
Right. Given the challenges that agencies have in assessing the long-term effectiveness, they're not really tracking the participants after they leave these appointments.
So I guess maybe they could track them because they must be able to reach them again. So it sounds like something that is fixable.
Yes, and definitely the Department of Energy is looking into the different ways they could do this. And like I said, is working with other agencies to figure out what metrics would they need to better assess the long-term effectiveness.
We're speaking with John Newman, Director of Natural Resources and Environment Issues at GAO. What about the issue of inherently governmental? It seemed as if, in some instances, because the participants, the sponsorees, are not actually yet federal employees. They might have been doing things that are actually reserved as inherently government for government employees.
What we looked at here is we looked at the agency's guidance to the research participants as well as their agency sponsoring programs to ensure that they were getting detailed guidance on not performing inherently governmental functions. As you mentioned, these research participants are not federal government employees, and therefore they can't make policy decisions. They don't have budget authority, and they aren't permitted to manage programs. And while most participants are assigned to research settings and wouldn't normally be in the position to do this, we did find that some participants are involved in strategic planning and other meetings that could potentially put them at risk of engaging in such activities. So we looked at the guidance that these individual agencies provided to them and found real inconsistencies. And for the most part, the guidance was not very detailed. So we made a recommendation to the Departments of Energy, Defense, and Health and Human Services to improve this guidance.
Sounds like some of them were pretty ambitious and self-starters, maybe. Pretty good initiative.
Well, I think it's just a question of what office these participants are involved in, what types of activities. They might be invited to meetings where policy is being discussed, but they would be more observers, and so it has to be made clear to them what their role is, not just to the participants, but also to the other staff that are working with them.
Are these people mostly recent graduates at the undergraduate level or postgraduate students? I mean, how can we characterize them?
There's a mix. I think what we noted, the increase in the number of participants and the cost of the program from 2010 to 2014 was in part because there were more appointments to postgraduates, which would result in a higher stipend.
What are you recommending, basically?
So what we made a recommendation to the Departments of Energy, Defense, and Health and Human Services to develop detailed guidance to ensure that they inform their employees and their research participants about the inherently governmental functions, to make it clear what activities these participants can participate in and what activities they are not permitted to do.
But so far as we know, the program is probably effective, and it certainly works in the short term for the agencies that do sponsor the research participants.
The agencies are very satisfied with the program. They're satisfied with the contractor. They feel like the overhead is relatively low. It allows them to get some really good research participants without not a lot of effort. But there is some concerns about whether or not they can really assess the long-term effectiveness. And then once they implement this guidance on the inherently governmental functions, I think they'll be in a better situation to ensure that participants are doing the activities they're permitted to do.